formal anyhow, isn't it?
No, absolutely.
It is. Under the spotlight.
All happening.
All right. Take it away.
Jacko, big news for you. You're expecting a child at the end of the year.
Yes, yeah, it is good news. So, my girlfriend's pregnant, which is good. So, exciting to kick that off, and hopefully, it comes before the end of the season. I think it's around that sort of mark. So, depending on how we're going, but yeah, it's exciting and looking forward to it.
What's the due date? What month can we expect you to have a little, hopefully, a little boy kicking the footy, or a little girl kicking the footy?
Yeah, one of them. Hopefully, it is a boy, but it's all exciting. September, so at some stage through September, towards the end. So it's going to be tight, but yeah, really looking forward to it. And just it's nice and healthy, which is good at the moment. And obviously, my girlfriend Stephanie's healthy, which is also positive.
Have you thought about the footy or family decision if it comes to that?
No, I haven't really thought about that. I don't think it will nowadays. They could sort of make it happen and work it out. So it'd be interesting if it's late September. I'm pretty sure footy will be there.
How much on the weekend was that closer to kind of footy you guys want to play?
I think it was a big improvement in the way that we want to play our footy. I thought, you know, there's some really positive signs from the weekend's game, just the way we attacked it. And obviously, we're very disappointed in what we dished up the week before against the Crows in the showdown. So it was a good response for them boys, but I think we've got a long way to go and a lot of improvement in us, which is exciting at one point. But obviously, you want to reach that peak or prime of the way we're playing our footy as soon as possible, but it was a step in the right direction, and I thought you know, there's lots of boys that come in and played really good footy, which was good.
How far away?
It's weird. It's always one. Nah, joking.
How far away from that best footy do you think you are, Jackson?
I don't think we're far away. I thought, you know, there were some really good signs on the weekend of the way we want to play. I thought we set up a lot better, and we're a lot stronger in defence and in attacking. I thought we're able to bring that exciting style of football. It's still a little bit patchy for us. We'd like to be able to do that for four quarters straight, but, you know, adjusting to the rule changes and the interchange cap, I think all teams are getting used to it, and us included. So it was definitely a big step in the right direction, but, you know, we've got a big break this week. We're able to get out on the track and improve. I think, you know, we've had some really short turnarounds, so we haven't been able to actually get out on the track and do as much out there as what we would have liked. So this week will give us a really good opportunity to work out on the track and hopefully bring that in next week.
And how much are you looking forward to hopefully getting Hamish and Chad back in the side?
Yeah, pumped. I mean, they're two really quality players, as we all know what they can do and what they add to our footy team. So all reports that they're going really well. Obviously, they'll be tested later on in the week, but training on Wednesday and then go from there. But I'm pretty sure both the boys are pretty close to or will play this weekend.
How's Jack Schultz progressing with his back and the injections he's had?
Yeah, I think he's still just sort of waiting and seeing how it's going. I mean, I think he's getting a response from the back jabs, but it's one of those things, a back injury, if you've ever had them, that they can really hold you down or, you know, affect the way you move or walk. And he's having a little bit of trouble with it, but he did get some good response from the jab. So I think it's still a bit of a waiting game for Jay. And I think as soon as he knows, I think everyone else will sort of know where he's at.
What read have you got on the Giants so far in the first few games?
I think they've been very impressive. I think every team's so close, and it's so hard to pick a team and what they can do nowadays. I think the competition is even closer than what it ever has been before, if you can even say that. But just looking on the results from the weekend, there's a lot of tough games and close games, which is exciting. And for us, obviously going to Canberra, we'll be looking forward to playing a quality GWS side. And obviously they've come a long way in such a short time, so it's going to be a big game for both clubs.
Has Darcy got a photo up on his wall yet of that goal celebration with the blood streaming down his face?
I think he might even have one in his locker. He just put in there this morning and signed it for all the boys. But it was awesome. And the way he was able to come in and perform, I think Darcy's probably one that the boys love so much, because he's been around the mark for a long time. He's been performing at sample level and at training throughout the pre-season. He's just been quality, the work that he's been dishing up. And to come in, play the role, and then obviously get on the end of a goal, blood streaming down your head, I think you know, that'll be one that he'll remember forever.
Jacko, how good was Robbie Gray?
The freak. Yeah, no, he's words can't describe some of the stuff that he can do out there. And I think just the, I think what people are saying is the power and the work that he actually does around the ground. Like, everyone's known how much of a freak he can be, like, in tight and the things that he can do. But his work rate from contest to contest and being able to get the ball at one end and then work it down and end up with the goal, I think that's what we're starting to see from Robbie, just how much of a beast and how hard he actually works out in the ground. I mean, we all, as I said, we all know the goals and stuff that he can do that most people can't. But you're starting to see a different side of Robbie, which is exciting.
So where does he sit in the AFL's best players now?
I would have thought right up the top, like with the first couple of players. I would have thought just the stuff that he's been able to produce and the numbers just alone. You go on that, it's a pleasure to have him in our team, and I wouldn't really want to be trying to stop him on the opposition. So, I mean, you got some quality players in the competition, but Robbie would be right up there with the best.
So is he in that Dangerfield, Fife, Ablett conversation now?
That'd be for you guys to work out, but
you seem close up. Do you think he's in that territory?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah, would you?
I would, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I think we all know how good Robbie is, and I think not only the stuff that he can do up forward, but he can go into the midfield, and all those good players like Gary Ablett can go forward and be really dangerous up forward. But then just their work rate of getting the ball out of the centre and getting possessions is ridiculous.
Look, big challenge for Matty Lobey this week. Obviously, Mumford's talking about beasts. He's a beast. How have you seen Lobey's form, and can he match it with Mumford?
Yeah, I think so. I think Lobes was good on the weekend. I think he was in every contest. Big Lillenberg is a massive unit as well. So he fought really hard against him. And yeah, Mumford, that tackle the other week was unbelievable. But we say beast. He's an absolute animal. And obviously, it's going to be a massive challenge for Lobes to get in there and compete with him. But we know Lobes, he'll be up for the challenge and really looking forward to this one. But as probably the in-form ruckman or one of the better ruckmans in the competition, Mumford's going to be a big challenge.
Just with your back line, you forced them to a change there, obviously, with Bobby coming out and played a bit smaller. Do you feel that maybe in the end worked for you? Get a bit more run out of the back line?
Yeah, I think it was something that probably Ken was looking at anyway. I think we got a little bit more run and probably the oppositions in the first couple of rounds have been a bit smaller up forward. Obviously, it changes from week to week with what different teams bring in, where they bring in, they've got a couple of big forwards or small. So, it was just exciting to see Das come in and been able to do the role. I think we've probably got a number of players in the back line that can come in and play that role straight away, which is good. So, probably our structure was set up a little bit better as well on the weekend, which was, we didn't get easier goals out the back, which probably the week before was one thing that we sort of highlighted, and probably everyone highlighted how Adelaide were able to get through us quite easy and then get those goals out the back.
You spent a lot, and Ken made it obvious that you spent a lot of time on contested congestion work in the off season. But is it the speed of GWS that's a real concern?
No, I think. It's an interesting question. I think they've got that talent of being strong inside as well. So I don't think you can just focus on their speed or what they deliver in that thing. I think they've got an all-round game, and I think most teams do nowadays. I think you look at Hawthorn and the Doggies, that they were talking that the Doggies were going to have the speed on the Hawks, but then the Hawks are able to bring that contested game, and it just brings everyone into it. So I don't think there's going to be one thing that'll define the game on Sunday, but I think we'll be trying to still do what we're able to do and play with, real attack. I think that was one thing we sort of started to bring back on Friday night. We brought that flair that's probably been missing, and we miss it as much as what I think everyone else does. So we're going to try and bring that back as well as our defence.
And speaking of that game, injuries are a fact of life, but it's pretty shattering for Rob Murphy, who's a bit of a legend of the game, to go down in that manner.
Yeah, I think, I was watching all the pre-game stuff about him, and he's obviously got his 300th coming up, and it was sad. I mean, I think it is an ACL, is it? Yeah, so it's the worst news, and it was just devastating. I actually jumped up when it happened. I was shattered from him. Just seems like a great bloke, never met him, but seems like a great bloke. Obviously been a terrific player for so many years, but I'm sure that he'll be able to get his rehab right, and he's been playing as good a footy as I think he ever has. So he'll be looking forward to getting back and getting ready for next year, I would have thought.
Jacko, yourself, Westhoff and Charlie all growing the big beards. Do you think you're winning that one?
Westy shaved his a little bit. I've got Charlie covered. Westy's always had me covered. He's got a real nice, big, thick beard. But He sort of gave it a trim the other week, but I think mine's due to go. So probably this week, I reckon I'll get rid of it.
I just wanted to touch again on Wingard and Hammer. How much time do you think they'll spend out on the field this week leading up to the weekend?
Is in training?
Yeah, as in training.
I would have thought they'd train Wednesday, so a main session. I would have thought they'd have to get through the whole main session to play this weekend. Obviously, I'm not exactly sure 100% with what Burjo's got planned. He would have managed them and have know how much exactly they've got to be out there with time-wise and load-wise, but I'm fairly sure they'll be doing a fair hit on Wednesday, and then obviously we have a lighter run leading up to the game, which they'll be doing as well. Perfect. Thank you.
That's great, mate. Thanks.